Blog Talk Radio.
We don't have to worry about nothing. Cause we got the fire, and we burning one hell of a something. They're gonna see us from outer space. Out of space, light it up. Like we're the size of the human race. Human race. When the lights turn down, they don't know what they heard. Like the marsh praying down, giving love to the world. We'll be raising our hands, shining up to the sky. Cause we got the fire, fire, fire. Yeah, we got the fire, fire, fire. And we're gonna let it burn.
Paranormal Talk Radio, CWPTR. Do you want to ring in about anything to do with the paranormal? Anything, absolutely anything to do with paranormal whatsoever, please ring us on this number, 657-383-1761. You're more than welcome to come on our show, or you can come to our chat room. Please, if you want to, yeah. Right then, kids, how's things doing? We've got these more technical glitches sorted out of the way. We're getting there, but slowly but surely, aren't we?
I can hear you loud and clear. Everything's really fine.
All right, so everything's A-OK now. We've had a few problems here. We're going to be, ladies and gentlemen, we were going to start at 8 o'clock, but we had both technical issues at both ends. So for the, in the end, it was reduced. In fact, started at 10. It was reduced from a possible 1 hour, 1.5 hour show to only now our time slot is into a 45-minute show, unfortunately. But still, you know, it's better than nothing, I suppose. Yeah. It's better than nothing. So, and we're getting a lot of people coming onto our other paranormal page as well, the Coventry and Warwickshire Paranormal Investigators. So quite a few new recruits coming on there. People joining our group, like the page. That's very encouraging. Never thought we'd get that many. How many we got now? I'm gonna check the page.
I think 28 people so far.
28 members, and it's really shot rockety. We've only got 3 or 4 days ago. It's on 28. I'm going to invite a few more friends on my respective panel pages, and particularly my American forum, Ghost Advice. They've been very, very supportive about my page and all that. See, you know, I've been in that forum 4 years, and I've had tremendous support from the people there. They joined our page. I'd like to thank you, those people at Ghost Advice, for doing so. Thank you very much.
Yeah.
Excellent indeed. And he's going hunky dory now. So, what's on the agenda? Well, so if people can ring in or come into the chat room, they can actually come in and set the agenda.
Chat, yeah.
They can start to talk about anything you want, anything concerning the paranormal, your own experiences, advice about the paranormal, you know, advice about equipment that you use in paranormal investigations, ghost stories, true stories or just fictional stories. Anything concerning the paranormal, you're more than welcome to come into our chat room and join us here on Coventry and Warwickshire Paranormal Talk Radio. Absolutely welcome. Absolutely, yeah.
Don't worry, we don't bite. We only bite the week.
Only the rest of the week. Yep, we are, yes, Coventry and Warwickshire, Paranormal Talk Radio, CWPTR, that's your survey. So what we, the thing is now,
yeah,
all these paranormal, I wonder what people think about the paranormal shows as such, what's their opinions on what their favourites, you could come in, talk about them or mention them, you're more, you know. Please do, you know. What's your favourite paranormal TV show, Kieran?
As you know, my favourite one is...
For those who don't know, just those new listeners who did know. You did mention our previous show, I'm sure you did. Just go. So was it Most Haunted, you said? Previous show?
That's correct, yeah. Most haunted.
Yeah. And we're, for those people who missed... Well, we had glitches before in sound, so you may not have heard this. For those who haven't, we start our own paranormal investigation. This blog radio is a recent thing of ours. We've only been going a week, and we've started, as well as our own blog radio here online, we've started our own paranormal paranormal group to investigate the paranormal as well. So it's all a first for us in these departments. So next couple of weeks, we should tend to do our own very own paranormal investigations, and we'll keep you. If any evidence comes up, we'll put it on our respective pages and radio blog station, and let you know. Or whenever I put anything on there, you decide whether it is paranormal or not. Everything's open for debate. That's what we're here for. For discussion, and sensible debate about all things to do with the paranormal. So this is all a new genre to us, blog radio, isn't it, Kieran? Blog radio and panel investigating. But all the equipment's there and ready to go. Just could be some locations, a few more people, local people to join us, and we'll be on our way. You know, absolutely, really, really looking forward to it, aren't you, Kieran? Yeah. Paranormal investigation. Yeah.
Definitely looking forward to it.
I think we did mention the venue we intend to do before, but since we had some audio glitches there, so people may have not heard what I said that time, on two of the couple of shows. Those who didn't hear the first, didn't hear, said, well, weren't listening then, or listening now, we tended to do our very first investigation is that the ancient Canley Ford Crossing, which is only about a 10-minute walk from me, a beautiful, serene oasis of, you know, of wilderness and beauty. I used the main road for it was the main road for the coaches for centuries. It was the main road to London, actually, for centuries, up to the 19th century, yeah, up to the early 20th century, probably, yeah. It'll be an open. The location will be out in the open, but we'll not be investigating inside. So we're completely prone to the elements. We'll come whatever weather it is. So that will be our very first ever investigation, and we are really, really geared for this. Really are looking forward to it, aren't we, Gareth? We're really. We'll keep you informed. If we find the evidence, audio, either be audio or visual evidence, we'll let you know and post it on our Paranormal Investigators page, our Coventry Watch Paranormal Investigators page, and talk about it here. Yep. So it's something really I'm looking forward to the next couple of weeks or so when we actually premiere our first ever investigation. And we're getting up and running. We hope to spread the net further and investigate further afield. Other counties, probably other parts of the country, you know. But one step at a time. First, we do a lot of local locations first, and we'll see where we go from there. That's our ambition, to eventually go further afield and investigate other locations up and around the country.
Thank you for that.
That's right. That's right. Right on there, Karen. Right on. Yeah.
Always say, don't forget to do your research.
Exactly. Exactly. That's what we intend to do, yeah. Always do that. Well, they do say going in blind can be interesting, finding out afterwards as well. That's an interesting slant point of view, yeah. Going in blind, not knowing prior to the history of it and people who died in the house, being completely blind and corroborating the evidence with the people who were at the place, knew about it afterwards, and it matches up. That is absolutely just as, you know, amazing. And if and the evidence does match what they say, this ghost did that, and you say, oh yeah, we mentioned we saw a ghost, Thomas so-and-so, the person who owned the place said, oh, there was a Thomas who lived in this house from so-and-so era, and he died there. And that corroborates the evidence you caught. That could be interesting. It's an interesting way of doing it. Another way of doing it, Both ways are just as good. if you capture evidence, regardless of if you know what's there or not, yeah. So that'd be interesting. We might try that one in the future. I don't know. We are actually going completely blind, because I think we must do some research on about the Canley Ford before we go down there. Well, we could go in blind. I don't know. What do you say, Kieran? Blind or research? Should we go in blind? I don't know. Yeah. Or research? Research or going blind? Both, yeah? Well, we'll let you know what we decide anyway, ladies and gentlemen, in the future. See you later. Oh no! Can you hear me?
Yeah.
I get for feedback here.
You need to turn down your volume a bit.
Yeah.
That's on your end.
Well, no, hang on. Glitch there, I know what it is. Put the split set of speakers on. That's right. Can you hear me now?
I still can hear you perfect. I can't hear the feedback now. That's spot on.
Was the feedback through that section there? Sorry about that, ladies and gentlemen.
Yeah, because your thing was too high. Apart from that, we're doing good.
Was it just a slight bit of feedback there, yeah?
Yeah, the slight one, not major.
Hang on. Ooh, what's in this? Yeah, that's better. So, your all systems go. That's Compton Warriors.
Now everything's up and running. Now I just can't wait to get our first guest on.
Yes, anyone? Yeah, that's our intention. Yes. Next couple of shows tend to some paranormal people who are really, it's a heavyweight. Well, hopefully, we'll get to try to get Chris Horton if we can. Now he's probably a bit of a heavyweight, but he's well known in the paranormal field, particularly online. And he's actually ventured into. He did have some of his. Because a lot of his stuff is online, it's shown online on YouTube and his respective blog. But he did have some of his stuff shown on community radio on Freeview, on the Freeview channels. I think it was community radio. His stuff was shown there a couple of years back. I'd seen it before online, but as well on his blog, as well worth watching again. Because he had a little major stint there on telly. Yeah. A bit of exposure there. And I don't think anything really come of it.
But, it's a shame.
But, you know.
Well, I reckon at the end of tonight's show, I think you should send him a little message.
Yeah.
And hopefully we can get him on.
We could do that. Yeah. Over towards Chris Holt. Fantastic. Yeah. Yeah. There's no harm in trying. I know he's a very, very, very busy man. He's done a lot of work. He travels the country and he does a lot of these editing. He's filming, editing, narrating. Researching, he does a lot of that, so he's pretty busy guy. But if he's out there, but there again, he always finds time, his time and pace to talk to people. So he's a pretty decent guy in that way. He's always trying to make himself available when he can. I think there's a pretty good chance he may come on. You know, he's a pretty very blind, decent guy. Yeah. Very interesting man at that. Very interesting man. And his work is like second to none. I was sort of praising and promoting his work online, around the internet. Concerning, you know, with his work, absolutely fantastic. You know, people really do love his stuff. A lot of people. Are very popular his stuff online, with investigations and all. Yes. Can we just go for a break a minute, Kieran? Yeah.
Okay, 2 minutes. We can go
two
break.
Minutes,
I'll play a quick song.
Yes, and please.
This is something new, the Casper Slide Part 2, featuring the Platinum Band. And this time, we're gonna get funky. Everybody clap your hands. Clap, 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 clap your hands. Clap, 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 clap your hands. All right, now, we're going to do the basic step. To the left. Take it back now, y'all. One hop this time. Right foot, left stump. Left foot, left stump. Cha-cha, real smooth. Turn it out. To the left. Take it back now, y'all. One hop this time. Right foot, left stump. Left foot, left stump. Cha-cha now, y'all. Now it's time to get funky. To the right now. To the left. Take it back now, y'all. One hop this time. One hop this time. Right foot, two stumps. Left foot, two stumps. Slide to the left. Slide to the right. Crisscross. Crisscross. Cha-cha, real smooth. Let's go to work. To the left. Take it back now, y'all. Two hops this time. Two hops this time. Right foot, two stumps. Left foot, two stumps. Hands on your knees. Hands on your knees. Oh, yeah. Come on. Cha-cha now, y'all. Turn it out. Cha-cha again. Cha-cha now, y'all. Cha-cha again. Oh, yeah, yeah.
Are we back on? I can't hear you. Your sound. Sound's gone.
Mark, you back on?
I got you. The sound was gone there for a moment, Sarah. So the sound had gone there momentarily. Yeah, back on. Yes, back on air, gentlemen. Yes, Coventry and Warwickshire, Paranormal Talk Radio. CWPTR. We are here for you. Please, if you're more than welcome to come on, I dare you to join us in the chat. On our chat room. Speak to us. Anything to do with the paranormal, you're more than welcome. And if you ring us on this number at...
That is 657 381 761.
Lost my notes there. Here we go. Yeah, I got
there you go.
I know, I remember that number in the end somewhere. Write it down in the end, track it in the end.
You can. Anyone wants to go on our Facebook page and put some pictures or whatever you think about the paranormal. It's Coventry and Warwickshire Paranormal Investigators. That's on Facebook. That's our group. If you want to stick any pictures.
That's our group. Indeed, brother.
Write any comments.
Excellent. Yeah. Good man. All right. So that's 1761, is it? I've got the. Yes, we're here for you. Yeah. Anything to do with that? More than welcome. I'm just watching on YouTube there last night, my normal show. I can't remember, I think it was in New South Wales somewhere, this group investigated this deserted mental asylum. And it was very, 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 very good, some of the evidence they caught. Slamming doors, EVPs, orbs galore. Got some great evidence there. I thought I was very impressed with that, yeah. These kind of places seem to be, a wealth of animal activity. Not just, just all the abandoned prisons and mental asylum seems to be a lot of paranormal activity to be faced. And they've got some astonishing evidence there. Really, really fantastic, yeah. It was about for an hour or so. Quite a long show. Can't remember who the group were or the title of it. But absolutely, I thought it was a very good, investigation. It was great evidence. Really good indeed, yeah. It was YouTube, yeah. I just wish I'd written it down, that's all. Concerning last night. I'll keep an eye on it next time and recommend it. I recommend it. I forget the title of it in the group. I'll recommend it next time on the next show. Very good indeed. I watched another one as well. They did another place. An old abandoned old hospital this time. There was similar. There's some amazing photographs captured as well. Absolutely unbelievable. What are the balls of energy, like streaks of energy they found in these photographs? It wasn't their evidence. It was the bloke. It was the curator there. The bloke who did the tour. Him and people who had gone there on the tours, the general public, had gone around and they took these photographs. Masses of energy. They found streaks of red lights, pink, green, red, grey, red, green, white lights. All this masses of energy on these photographs. They didn't see them with a naked eye at the time, but they saw them were captured on film. And they reckoned figures as well, kind of human-like kind of figures that weren't seen at the time until the photographs were developed. Very spooky indeed. That was in Australia, the same group in Australia. It was another place they investigated. I think it was abandoned old hospital or something like that. Amazing.
Very interesting.
Like, some of them could have been paranormal. You should know, it could have been... But these kind of the energies they saw from the photographs weren't seen at the time. Energies of light, not necessarily figures. They were a mixture of figures and energies, balls, energies of light, streaks of light, and all this. They captured on photographs. Standing, really, something. But it's paranormal. I don't know, but still fascinating to look at. You know, see these And his photographs are absolutely amazing. Yeah, there's some really good stuff online. Check some of the paranormal investigate teams out for their investigations on YouTube. Some really good stuff out there. You'll get a lot of fake stuff there as well.
Tell me about it.
Well, when I first started watching videos on the paranormal about, say, 10 years ago, Kieran, I thought, I took it as gospel. Everything on there was factual.
Yeah.
Paranormal evidence on film, you know. I was pretty disappointed. But not all of it, but, well, a considerable amount of it was actually just faked up, you know. These people were getting a lot of people viewing it and loving it and believing it was paranormal, yeah. Which is a shame because it detracts from the paranormal investigators. You know, that's if they state it's a bit of fun, it's just a bit of fun. Then do so much.
Yeah.
It's just that people pass it off as paranormal, and it's not. That's a big difference.
No,
I don't mind spook videos, or they state afterwards this is just something we concocted, a bit of fun. It's not paranormal, just a bit of fun. That's different. But if they try and pass it off as paranormal, that's a different matter, isn't it? You know, sorry, can you hear me? All right. That's my book there. That is people passing stuff off as genuine or anything fakes, just anything in general, passing someone as genuine and isn't, you know. It's a real book there, really hits some of my nose. But that's the way it's YouTube, that's the way the world, you're gonna get fraudsters and people out there. Charlatans, you know, in all walks of life. So that's just life, isn't it, in general, isn't it? There you go. But you get genuine paranormal investigators like Chris Holton and the UK Haunted and people like that. Amazing. And Karma Paranormal in Australia, Melbourne, Australia. Brilliant groups, fabulous groups like that. And there's Irish paranormal groups are there. That's really, really good.
Yeah,
some amazing groups are there. Was it Irish IPS? PPI, isn't it? CPI? I can't remember that. Paranormal Investigators of Ireland, isn't it? Something like that.
I'll get back to you on that one.
I think it's CPI. Yes, our friends there. Hang on. Yeah, it is our friends. That's... PSII, that's it. Paranormal.
That was right then.
Yeah. PS.
And just in case anyone wants to find them, stick it on the pub page, Mark.
Yeah. Yes, Paranormal Search Investigators Ireland, PSII. And you've got people in charge like Anne Jordan, PSII, Paranormal Searchers Investigators of Ireland. Is it Deirdre or Jane McAuliffe? I could never find that. Great. There's some really good stuff online as well. So I found some of their videos, just found some of their videos, recent investigations. Really, really good stuff they put on there.
I am in that group. It's got quite a good stuff on there.
Yes. That's the main group. They're administrators, of Paranormal Searchers Investigators Ireland, PSII, and they're also administrators on numerous groups that we're involved with as well, aren't they, Karen? Here, aren't they?
Exactly.
That's Anne Jordan and is it Deirdre McAuliffe? Deirdre McAuliffe, hang on, I'm going to name that. Yeah, Deirdre McAuliffe, sorry. Deirdre McAuliffe, PSII, and Anne Jordan. And that's their main page, is Paranormal Searchers and Investigators of Ireland. They're both chief administrators of that one. That's their baby, isn't it? They founded the group as well, didn't they? That's their, if you choose to go there and join them on that group, you're more than welcome, a very good page indeed. That's a great the great pages out there. We're not just blowing our own trumpet for our groups.
No.
Karma Paranormal Investigations. Paranormal Unity in the Unexplained World. Excellent. Some really good stuff. The Paranormal Investigation UK. Some really good books from you, some groups there.
And you in that group too, are you? All them groups that
What's
you mentioned.
That?
Are you in all them groups?
Not all of them, no. No. Hang on. Quite a few of them, yeah. I lose track. I'm in so many groups. I'm not in the Paranormal Clubhouse. I'm not in that one. Conjuring West Midlands Paranormal Hunters. I don't think I'm in that one. One Paranormal Family, I'm in that. Karma Paranormal Investigations. I mean, so many, but there's not all of them. That's where I'm not in. As administrator or a group member or whatever the other, yeah. There's some. I've lost count in the groups. And maybe even all of them. There's some of them I'm just a member. Some I'm a member and an administrator. So I've lost really, really lost track. There's so many good groups out there. Yes, I'll just mention a few there. Some really good ones there. So check them out. Check all those paranormal groups online if you want, ladies and gentlemen. If you're really into paranormal, so there's a dearth of some great groups there online on Facebook. And some great evidence there on their respective blogs and then YouTube. More than welcome to try the stuff out. Check the stuff out for yourself. So, I can hear you loud and clear then, Kieran. You can hear me.
I can hear you fine.
Can you say hello to Hayley and your wife? Are we pretty? How are we doing? Give us a thumbs up. To give you the thumbs up.
Give it thumbs up.
What about sound wise? Pretty good, yeah. Can you hear us all right?
Yeah.
Absolutely fine.
Perfect. Yeah,
There's no. It's not patchy. It's not flaking out and like that. So.
No. You're doing good.
I'm just checking it, ladies and gentlemen, because we've had a few audio glitches in the past couple of shows, so two or three shows.
I think
we finally ironed it out at last, haven't we? Yeah.
Definitely.
Absolutely, mate. Thank God for that.
now we can start getting our guests on. That's what I've been waiting for.
That's the next step. Bring some guests on. Anybody, don't be guests. It could be anybody, ordinary people.
Anyone.
So, chat on our chat room and come on and talk to us, please. You're more than welcome. Yeah. Investigators and Compton Watcher Paranormal Talk Radio.
Yeah.
And you can bring us on, like I said, you can bring us on. Yes, you can bring us on.
657-383-1761.
Bring us on 657-383-1761, yeah?
That's correct.
Okay. 657, so it's more than Malcolm, is that?
Well, anyone coming into our chat room and have a chat?
How long we got left? We've got
just under 10 minutes.
Yeah, under 10, 45 minutes. Unfortunately, it's going to be a very brief show because we couldn't get any more on the time slot. If we had the technical glitches earlier on, it would have been an hour and a half show. And we would have been finished about, half 10?
Something about that, yeah.
I can't remember, was it 10 o'clock, half 10, yeah? Yeah, but never mind, just one of those things. We hope to go on a longer show next time, possibly midweek sometime. We'll let you know the time slot, and hopefully you can join us then, or any new people. With more, you know, that'd be even better still, you know. More welcome to join us.
And tell your family and friends you're more welcome to join the Facebook page, come to your Warwickshire, Paranormal Investigation.
Yep.
You're more welcome to add your friends and family on there.
Oh, indeed, yeah. Yep. Depending on the work, you want it. So it was on air, isn't it? Things go wrong, or before, just prior to going on. The gremlins of the works. So. Yes, indeedy. So, our show will be midweek. You're going to go for a midweek slot Wednesday then, Kieran?
Yeah,
Wednesday.
Fine. Yeah, Wednesday.
We'll go for it. I think we'll go for it. All goes well, an hour and a half show. A lot longer than this sports season. You couldn't find me if I could go on all night. I could have gone for the 5 hours. And it still wouldn't be enough.
You can go on all night and it still wouldn't be longer than
it wouldn't.
We need a 2 day slot.
Yeah, it would be around long enough, yeah.
But I think if you had your way, you'd be on there every day of the week.
I think I would. And enjoying every minute. It's just fun. Just complete fun.
Just addictive. Absolutely. To paranormal. It's so addictive to get into.
It is. It's with proliferation of the groups. When did it all start? I mean, it's not nothing new. This thing goes back centuries, but so the past 10 years, it seems, the proliferation of paranormal, interest in the paranormal and paranormal groups investigating worldwide, it's just been absolute. I never realised until I come online 4 years ago to check out paranormal groups. That was so, you know, it became so, do you remember how big and popular it is? It's a big industry now for equipment. You got forums, you got online and pages, and Facebook, and you know, you got conventions, and there's people doing talk, these paranormal experts doing talks on the paranormal. It's just a major industry now. It really is. And you got all that stuff, the merchandising of the stuff and the T-shirts and all this. And it really is a major industry now. You know, it went ballistic. I don't know where it started. It must have been America. I don't know. All the groups started with there, I think. And it's just, I think it was America, wasn't it? It started all the groups, the paranormal investigating groups, past 10, 15 years or so.
Well, it's big over there, ain't it, though, in America?
Yeah.
I think
was it TAPS and Ghost Adventures? So I kind of kicked that kind of thing off. Then you get all the groups, other people to start their own paranormal groups. And, of course, Facebook was a great vehicle for things to do with the paranormal, i.e. groups, and YouTube for putting investigations online. Superb vehicle. And, it's a great big paranormal family out there online or on YouTube. It's amazing. It's absolutely fantastic. Absolutely. We couldn't do without the internet now. It's just brought people, paranormal field and people together. And you're making new friends out there as well. Forming new groups, meeting other people online, meeting those people, and sometimes in the flesh as well, you know. It's absolutely amazing, you know. It's just, I just can't believe the proliferation of groups, the interest in paranormal. It's just sky high. It's just amazing. The past 10, 15 years. Or did it all start with the most haunted with the event fielding in 2002? I don't know. I don't know. Because they were going before TAPS, weren't they, and Ghost Adventures, weren't they?
Yeah.
Most haunted event fielding, weren't they?
Yeah.
They were. So, it could be from there.
I think so, yeah. Could be.
But something new, there have been ghost investigations going back centuries, you know, it's not a new phenomenon at all. But it's just the way it's the industry now, it's just, groups all around the world, it's just amazing. Get in contact with people like that. It's great to get in contact with them online and talk and share your paranormal experiences or whatever, or just be just friends, you know. Fabulous. I couldn't do that on the internet now. It's a good vehicle for our paranormal groups and other people's paranormal groups and forums and putting their evidence on there up for discussion. You know, whether it's people say it's they debunked it or some say, oh no, it is evidence. It's there for the debate. It's right. It's a great debating chamber. Facebook, yeah.
Yeah.
With the respective forums and pages, yeah.
Mark?
Yes.
You got a listener in the chat room. They like you.
Who is it? A listener in the chat room? Is there somebody wants to talk?
Yep.
Oh my God. Well, hurry.
all the way from Australia.
My goodness, is the villain thing in? Who is he?
You should see it in your page now.
What page is that? What do I do?
Your group thing. Open the tab.
Oh, the laptop. Go to the laptop.
Chat room. Yeah.
Thanks, laptop. So go to the our paranormal investigator page.
Yeah. You should see it in the chat there.
Is he gonna say? Was he gonna say something? Come on, or whatever.
Hi there, let's see if I'm Australian app on Facebook. Carry on, Mark.
Okay, so who's this? Is this somebody in the chat room going to have a chat or such? Is it going to be through Facebook or through, on our prospective page or whatever? That's great, fantastic. Panel, oh dear, hang on. I'll just get used to all this technology. The pen and paper man with the eye up. Here we go. On our Country Watch of Paranormal Investigators page, you say? Yeah? I'm confused. What's going on here, man? Someone's in the talk room now from Australia. What's the names? Oh, fucking hell. Hang on. Excuse my age. I've gone off there. There we go. We're really off air soon. Hello? Hello? Sound's gone.
No, I'm still here, Mark.
Okay.
Still here.
Who's on the, is the chat room? Sorry.
Oh, there's having technical issues at the moment. You carry on, Mark, speaking.
Yeah, so we've got somebody in our chat room. That's encouraging. Somebody from Australia in our chat room wants to contribute to the show, ladies and gentlemen. We've had a few technical hitches here. But fortunately, it's right near the end of the show. Bad timing. Hopefully, we could just squeeze him in. I don't know, but we'll just have to wait and see. So, sorry about that. Just a few. We were expecting somebody to give us a call there, short on the chat room. But I'd be sorry if it's terrible we couldn't get him on. There's always next show. Next show, next time around. So. Hello? Is it late now to get him on? We've got 3 or 4 minutes to go, I think. Was it or she?
Angela.
Is it Angela Elkington? Oh, is it Angela?
Yeah.
All right.
That's it, yeah. Your good friend from Australia.
Oh, that's my good friend. That's my friend on Facebook, yeah.
Hopefully, I you ain't got the chat room now. Next time, I'll sort that out for the next show, so we don't have these glitches.
Yeah, we're having problems again, ladies. You know, it's just we're having no luck. The sound we've sorted out now. It's the chat room that's playing up. It's just one thing after another. It's beyond our repair. Actually, beyond our comprehension, beyond our control. Sorry, I was just saying. Beyond our repair. Beyond just repairing it, beyond our control, yeah.
Last couple of seconds, Mark, before we're off air.
Yeah. So Angela can call into the chat room next time round. She's more than welcome to do so. Yeah. That's a shame that. But I can always contact her off air if she wants to chat.
Yeah, definitely.
That's great. It's encouraging, you know. Thanks again, Angela, for coming to the chat room from Australia, from New South Wales, she's from. New South Wales, Australia, our first person in the chat room. Fortunately, we can't connect with her to have any kind of conversation. So Well, as soon as it shafts, which can come to